This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Can we be saying undefeated Eagles when they're 1-0 in the promo?
Well, they are undefeated.
All right. Look, you're right. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Would a loss Sunday in Kansas City be an acceptable loss? That is what Elliot said. 79.2% say no, but 20% say yes. So that's more than an Elliott take usually gets.
Jolly weighed in.
Oh, and what did Jolly have to say? About what? The acceptable loss?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, well, there's no way, Jolly.
There's no such thing as A, the abominable snowman.
Okay.
B, an acceptable loss.
Oh, there you go.
C, both A and B.
Wow.
That's from the Jolly man.
Jolly coming in strong.
Yeah.
Makes me think that there is acceptable losses. If Jolly believes it, I'm on the other side. Get the guy out of here. Just kidding, Jolly. But seriously, you're wrong. All right, Jack, let's get to the top five.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
I just can't wait for you guys to hear number one. Anyway, number okay. Five. Would I have to are five situations I'm monitoring at WIP.
All right. This is usually where Jack pulls the curtain back.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Number five is Eagles elitist Ike. You heard it in the first segment. Once again,
yeah.
You know, the little Phillies, he's just pounding them and pounding them
yep.
and pounding them into the ground.
Yep.
They're
slow
down in there, man.
They're the
yep.
little engine that could. We're trying our best.
Yep.
But no, we win one Super Bowl, and now we're Title Town USA.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
Look,
title
cute little Jack cheering for his baseball
yep.
team.
No, yep. no. You got to kill him. Kill him.
Elitist Ike.
Elitist Ike. Elitist Ike. Oh, the NFL's back over the weekend. NFL's king. I saw that tweet. Yeah. Only I didn't miss that tweet. The NFL's king. Phil's like 2-3 in Miami.
He's sending us a message.
Yeah.
He's like, get these dummies on
yeah,
board.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
That was for you.
Yeah, I know.
That tweet was definitely for you.
I know. I'm well aware. Football town.
Just to remind you, you and your Phillies tweets on Eagles, I mean, on NFL Sunday.
Dude.
Tom Bigby over here not letting us talk about the Phillies because the Eagles are around.
Had they
Ike
lost,
Bigby.
Had they lost to the Cowboys, I had it all queued up saying, well, at least the Phillies beat the Brewers today.
Right.
Like, we're always playing games.
Yep.
Always playing games. All right. Fourth situation I'm monitoring here at WIP is whether or not Joe Giglio is Nostradamus after calling the division over. Second straight
oh.
year. Now, you got a lot of backlash.
Yep.
It's not over yet.
Yeah, the it is not.
The math is pretty much on the Phillies' side here.
Fingers crossed.
They're eight games up with 18 games to play.
Well, now the most important thing is, one, keeping the two seed.
They need the two seed.
And two, no stateside live celebration after you win the division. No champagne in the clubhouse. Relax. Act like the Dodgers did last year.
Do you know who's back?
Act like you. Well,
yes. The Chief Vibe Officer?
Well, Chief Vibe Officer is going to go back to Lehigh Valley if he insists we have a party. There's only one party this year.
Tone it down.
Well, they're going to
even out with Spike on this one. Tone it down.
They're going to have a little. So I don't think they need to go over the top shirtless on each other's shoulder. But you're allowed to, like, they're going to pop champagne after winning series or winning the division.
Okay. Yeah. They shouldn't drink very much of it. And two, if instead of going to the VIP part at Stateside Live up top, where why don't you go for a nice little quiet dinner?
Call on what y'all were doing. I forgot the name had changed.
I'm
already switching.
Yep.
I don't think is the name up there yet. I don't know if the name's up there yet, but I've already switched. Not up top of the VIP with all your adoring fans.
Singing, go out, dancing on my own.
Go have an adult dinner.
Oh,
everybody gets
Spike.
A steak or
These
something.
These are ball players, man.
Yeah, come on, man.
It's been a long season. It's a grind, Spike.
I will say this.
Yeah. One night, let it out.
Division banners are okay. The wild card banner, did we get rid of that?
Oh, I hope so. I think it's still there, but I agree with you. It's brutal. It's brutal.
Yeah.
Be a big boy
organization. Yes, you're a big boy organization.
The third situation I'm monitoring, it's actually just three about Elliot. Mailing in Elliot with everyone else getting scoops. And this guy just silent crickets.
Yeah, Kemsky got a scoop.
Yeah,
D Gunn got a scoop.
He's definitely resting on his laurels.
McClain got a scoop last week. Yeah. Elliott's just busy talking about how good Jalen is.
Yeah, and like acceptable loss, which is whatever.
Yeah,
and honestly, we're starting to see some lack of discipline coming out of Novacare. One, Jalen Carter. Two, Nick said he was going to talk to Elliott about
complacency.
Not being complacent.
And he hasn't, obviously.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But also falling in line, Elliot, being a...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's also what we're monitoring. And Phillies hater, Elliot.
Phillies hater,
well,
Elliot.
You can bet on that. Yeah. Yeah.
He's
ready to crush as soon as season is over with.
So let me warn Phillies hater, Elliot. There was another Eagles insider here, a legend, worked here a long time, Howard.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And when Howard became Mr. Eagle guy, he turned on all the other teams. Everybody sucked. The Eagles. There's only one good organization in town.
And that's even after the Phillies had won.
Yeah. I mean,
if the Phillies won, he still wouldn't give them credit.
I am saying this. Elliot has chosen his spot this year. He has two choices. One, he can drop the Phillies hate thing. And just cheer for him like the rest of us. If he chooses not to, Elliot is not welcome at any postseason celebrations. He's not welcome. He's not welcome. I don't want to see any of his tweets or his Instagrams or his twirly finger or anything like that. Tiny little Elliot, tiny dancer over there, does not go to any celebrations. If he wants to stay on that side, he can stay on that side.
I like the...
He likes being at the games with us.
He does, when he's allowed in.
Yep.
That's a good point.
Yep.
Good point.
Maybe let him in. We can let him have a good time and maybe get him back from the dark side.
Maybe do pin the tail on the Elliot if he wants to go. We just have people throw stuff at him at the Phillies game.
That's a good giveaway.
Yep.
The second situation I'm monitoring here at WYP is year two Spike turning into a little diva behind the scenes. All of a sudden, trying to get things done. I
think everybody, they're all monitoring that. I'm sitting back and watching
this is what's going to happen. Year one Spike was happy-go-lucky, happy to be here. Year two Spike, a little different attitude.
All right, so you're right.
Okay.
I feel it happening. I can't stop it. I try to manage it. But what I do want to say to anyone listening who thinks about Diva Spike is that Diva Spike is not doing this for, take out the green M&Ms, or this is not about, it's not about getting stuff. It's not about, I only ride in a limousine. It's about having everything for the show be exactly the way that it should be for the show.
It's about doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing. I have a high standard.
You do have a ridiculously high standard.
Listen, you ought to just be happy we're in this car with him.
I know. No problem being a backseat passenger on this one.
Be happy we're in the car with him because he's driving this thing 100 miles per hour, man. Yeah.
Every once in a while, I see Ike's face where he knows what's going on.
Yep.
He sees what is coming out.
Yep.
I I feel it happening. I think I said to Ava once, I said, I was on the phone with her. And she said, oh, thank you for doing this. I was like, I know I'm becoming a pain in the ass. I know I am. I feel it happening. Yeah.
Well, see, it's never directed at me, so I'm cool with it. Like, it's normally for the betterment of the show.
And, it's pro show.
Yeah, so
always
that's why.
Pro show.
That's why I just look at everybody else like, yeah, well.
Yeah, this is what he is now.
He knows what he's talking about.
Just wait for year 3, year 4, year 8.
Yeah, wait till he's really locked in.
Yep. It's all for the betterment of the show and for our listeners.
Yep.
That's right. It's going to be a problem.
Yep.
For not us, but everyone else here.
Yeah.
But the number one situation I'm monitoring is, are people saying dirty things just to get into the top five?
Oh, no.
Because obviously we've been all over with, you know, Dirty Rube and the Phillies.
Dirty Rube definitely is.
Yeah. They're trying to get my attention because now I am, everyone's alerts me to when something dirty has been said. Well, this one got sent to me 3 times.
Okay.
About what happened. The Overnight Show with John Johnson.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Listen to this piece of audio and talking about the Jalen Carter spitgate.
And regarding Jalen Carter, I'm a little disappointed. Not for the spitting itself, but, I mean, the spit itself was just weak sauce. It was just like a tiny little... I mean, he should have went full Haktua on that.
He did! That thing was huge! What do you mean? Like, when someone's just spitting, it's like 100 different little tiny pieces. Like, that was a, I need to regurgitate from my throat. That bad boy was thick. Regurgitate from my throat. That bad boy was thick.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. By the way, the caller also sounded like John Johnson. Was John Johnson talking to himself? Is he doing that bit like the Phil Hendry bit from the radio back in the day?
Listen, you got to get callers. Yeah. You know?
That would be impressive. Wow. Arguing with yourself.
So there used to be a radio show. This guy, Phil Hendry, he actually got a TV show for a minute.
Yeah.
It was the craziest thing I ever heard. It was amazing. I'll send you a link. You should listen to it. He would do this thing where he would have a guest on, and the guest would be outrageous on the phone. He was also the guest. So he would be asking questions and then talking through a phone effect as him. And people who were listening didn't know what was
going on.
Yeah. It was wild. Like, I couldn't even imagine in his brain
pulling
that.
How does your brain
work
like that? Yeah.
A total genius. And the first time you would ever hear it, you'd be like, that guest is out of his mind. And you realize after a while it was just Phil Hendry doing it. I think that's what John Johnson was doing right there. Can you play the whole thing again?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Just because it sounds like John Johnson.
And regarding Jalen Carter, I'm a little disappointed. Not for the spitting itself.
That's John.
I mean, the spit itself was just weak sauce. It was just like a tiny little... I mean, he should have went full Haktua on that.
He did. That thing was huge. What do you mean? Like, when someone's just spitting, it's like 100 different little tiny pieces. Like, I need to regurgitate from my throat. That bad boy was thick.
That bad boy was thick is a WIP afternoon show drop. Yeah. Well done. This hour, sponsored by Guida Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second at half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guida Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Pat in Denver. You're on WIP. What's up, Pat?
Guys, you guys are killing me today. You're having too much fun. What's going on with
what's up,
Fartgate?
Pat?
And yes. the sheep and oh my gosh, it's stop it, stop it, Jackie baseball, and then Jackie baseball with the CNN. Bro, can your ego get any bigger?
I mean, not an ego guy. Check your ego at the door.
Check it at the door. Leave it on the mat.
We like to have a good time, Pat. If we don't laugh, it's not a fun show.
No.
So.
I love that about you guys, and you know, speaking of Twitter, I troll you guys a lot and
all the time.
It's yes, all the time.
We can appreciate it.
I know you hate me, but
no.
I wanted to get serious.
Well, Jolly blocked you, right? Jolly blocked you.
Yeah, Jolly's done with me, and there's a handful of shows that won't take my calls, but that's okay.
Wow, what'd you do?
That's for another time.
Okay. Oh, wow.
But yeah.
Okay.
I want to clear up the Jalen Carter thing, from Friday. I actually have been swayed. I've been swayed. I think, and I don't know if you remember, but didn't Andy Reid, suspend a guy for like a quarter or two quarters one time? For doing something way back in the 2000s,
he benched Deshaun. He benched Deshaun Jackson.
I remember that.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the way to go about it, because it doesn't. It's not monetary, right? You guys talked about the monetary aspects of it.
Mm-hmm. And he did miss a game. He missed the full game Thursday.
I think there's a chance he doesn't play the first drive.
Yeah, he may not start Sunday.
But they're not suspending him for the game.
I'd be surprised,
I don't think they will, but, you know, I was fired up on Friday, and, I got to defend my guys. But
Pat, Friday?
Yeah, he was defending
Jalen. You were the one with the – you wanted a bunch of guys to spit on everybody? Was that the call?
I think that might have been
that was me.
Oh, that was Pat. Oh,
okay.
Wow.
I remember that.
Yeah. And I thought about it, and you know, your show's about accountability, right? So I don't want my kids or anyone who I'm around to feel like they can do that type of thing, especially in a professional situation.
Yeah.
And I've changed my tune, right? So I want to set that straight.
Well, everybody's waiting for that, Pat. I'm glad you set it straight.
And then you want to talk about the Phillies a little bit?
Well, we love talking about the Phillies. I don't know about Ike, but
Spike, listening to you to talk about baseball is like nails on a chalkboard.
Oh, wow.
List turned.
Can I tell you, Pat, I'm pretty good at talking about baseball. I have news. What problem do you have?
You're good at. We've established this. You're good at talking about everything.
Okay.
Aaron Nola. Oh my gosh.
Wait a minute. Hold
that
on.
That guy.
What did I say that was nails on a chalkboard talking about baseball?
I mean, every single one of your baseball takes is
like what? Give me one.
Ridiculous.
Just give me one.
He's not letting this go until you give me one.
Just one.
Yeah.
That's all. Every single one is ridiculous. You should be able to come up with one.
You want one?
How many times do I have to ask you, Pat? Don't filibuster.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm thinking of one. Pete Alonso.
Ooh, boy.
Didn't you want Pete Alonso on the Phillies last year? How about that? Drove me crazy.
All right.
Tell me you didn't want Pete Alonso on the Phillies last year.
I did.
We want him this year too.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I didn't mind him this year either. He's the big home run hitter. He would be. Okay. All right. No.
Nails on a chalkboard.
Okay. Spike. Well, you would know.
Nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah. All right.
But are the Phillies going to win the World Series?
I don't know.
Leave it up to Jackie CNN Baseball.
All right.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Pat. There he is. Pat in Denver.
So he decided Friday was me.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and today he decided not to go with me. It was more or less you just trying to pick a fight with
me. Yeah. Well, I'm glad he had his mea culpa about the Jalen Carter spin. He acted
everyone was waiting for it.
He acted like everybody knows what he called and said on Friday. Oh, the best. This place is the best. Albert and Maple Shade, you're on WIP. What's up, Albert?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Albert?
What's up, Albert?
Not much. So I just want to talk about the Phillies a little bit. So I feel like, you know, win the World Series, you know, it's very, very rare only one team does it. But I feel like if they don't do it this year, it would be even more heartbreaking just because I feel like Schwarber, if they go down the same way they went down the last couple of years, he's going to be like, all right, I'm just going to get my money and since wherever I can get it at.
He's going to do that whatever, no matter what happens. Yeah. I have news for you. Yeah.
Well, you know that, but like also like you guys say all the time, teams getting older, the farm system's like meh. You know, we have a few good guys, but we don't even know. Like prospect, you can't bet on prospect. So, I mean, I feel like this year, next year might be even pushing it, but I feel like this is really our last year to really make the full push for the World Series.
I definitely believe this is the last year with this group.
100%.
Well, but, 100%. Yeah, I guess, you know, it's funny. You think about this group, and you're like, well, a lot of – actually, we'll finish this in a second. Albert, you want to play Alive or Dead for next question today?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So I'm going to give you a celebrity – I mean, you're going to tell me whether this person is alive or dead. Let's go with Paul Rubens.
Alive?
No, I'm sorry.
Pee Wee Herman.
Pee Wee Herman is dead.
Oh, yeah. If he's a Pee Wee Herman, I would have known.
Yeah, but his name is Paul Rubens. Got to give him respect in his life. As far as like,
I think he would want to be known as Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah, well, both. Okay. Both. Yeah, but
what do you think's on his tombstone?
I think it's probably Paul Rubens. So, as far as
we should look into that.
I'm sure Paul Rubens is on it. Look it up, Jack. As far as this core being done or whatever after this year. So, they're locked into here are the players that will certainly be back. Bryce Harper, Trey Turner. I'm trying to think of the rest of the infield.
Well, Stott.
Stott.
Bohm probably will be here.
Yeah, Stott. Bohm, who knows?
Not sure.
Yeah. Outfield.
Don't give that look.
Well, outfield, I assume Marsh will be here. And Crawford will be here.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So starting staff, we know Chris Sanchez will be here. Mm-hmm. We would hope that Zach Wheeler will be available.
He was back with the team yesterday.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Nola will be here for the next decade.
Forever.
Yeah. Duran is back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, the big pieces that might be gone are Schwarber, Ranger, Castellanos.
JT. Bader.
Bader, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to have mostly the same team next year.
Yeah, but if you were to lose the guys you just named,
yeah,
what are you replacing those guys?
Yeah, I don't know. So, I'm not worried about the Bohm thing, about replacing Bohm. I think
you should be.
Well, I'm not that worried.
Well, here's my thing. It's not so much replacing Bohm. It's
getting a starting third baseman.
The starting third baseman. Yeah. It hits with power and all of that.
Yeah. I just think like they have enough of a skeleton of a team. I assume Trey Turner will be a productive player next year.
Yeah,
I assume
it's
going to
be a step back, though. Like, I don't think they're a 95 win club.
No, yeah, I don't think they're going to be a bad team. They'll be competitive, but that's different than saying, do they have a legitimate chance to go win the World
Series? They could make the playoffs, but it's more of a transition than a all-in cut. Unless, like, want to go pay Kyle Tucker $300 plus million.
Yes, unless you're adding something like that to the team.
Well,
yes.
I would say this. They're going to have to do some of that because they don't have...
I'm telling you, Spike.
They do not have enough great minor league players to bring up next year.
I agree.
Yeah.
And there's a part of me there's a part of me that truly believes that the owners are preparing for a lockout.
Oh, I think that's possible.
So
if
they can get away without spending next year, it saves them money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it saves them money.
And now I think we would all want to see Crawford up next year. I think we want
to
see
bring him up next year, man. You have to.
He's going
to
be the starting left
center fielder. Center fielder. Are you a Bader in center field still?
Yeah. Well, or right field. Whatever. He's going to be one of the corner outfielders.
Okay.
And then Aiden Miller's not ready for next year, right?
He's hitting .250 for Lehigh Valley tonight.
Okay. He hit .250 in double A this year.
Wait, you see what he's done in August?
Okay.
Listen, wrong guy.
I was going to say, what do you
he's not going to be up next year, though.
Yeah. I was going to say, what do you put him?
So, eventually third base.
Right.
Yeah. But he like gives, one more year of
but he gives he doesn't give you power at third base.
Yeah, I think he's going to grow into power. That's the hope. Right now.
Right. Yeah. We had a 6'5 guy.
Yeah, but his swing's more, I think his swing is more of a power stroke than Bomer.
Okay. Grow into power. I'm still waiting on that.
That's what I'm saying.
At least he's not 30 like Bohm. Right. He's 21.
Yeah. So, okay. So, let me. So when we say power, what are we talking about? 20
home
runs?
So, I think
runs?
He's like a 25 home run guy. He's not going to be a 40 home run.
That's 30. What I'm thinking. Yeah, yeah, yes. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And I do.
Because you're losing that with Schwarber.
You are.
And now where Bryce is more of a 25 home run guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, so he'll be at 25 help. Missing a month, but it seems like he misses a month every year. Bryce.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Need him to get the 30. Let's get the 30 home runs this year.
Well,
it would be a hot streak. I get it. But
yeah.
Like, come on.
It would be a serious hot streak if
serious
he got the 30.
Hot streak. Yeah.
Right there.
Those at bats last night sucked.
I know.
He did not want to be there.
Yeah, he got back to third real quick.
Well, what if you let him wear the other team's colors? Would he bat at a different spot? let him wear a Mets helmet when he's at bat. Coming up next, we will get an update on. Yeah, well, come on. He could wear it in the field like John Olerud did. Wear a Mets helmet in the field.
Let me tell you, I hated that.
Oh, really?
I never understood why John Olerud had to. Yes.
He had brain surgery. Or
didn't realize that.
Oh, okay.
When young. Yes, I didn't realize that.
Good player.
Yes.
John Olerud.
Yep.
So coming up next, Buzz will join
and don't
us.
Don't even get him started on Angela Lansbury.
Yes, she was a snack. Coming up next, Buzz gives his first fantasy afternoon show fantasy league recap of the week, including power rankings. We can have power rankings too. He does all this stuff. Buzz joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.